ask you to repeat that about the baskets. Now, you said that they'd use the basket
was used to pick cotton in. They used it for picking cotton. I never did, never in my time. The sack had come, but it was used back. And there's been a basket used since I was, well, I'm a great big boy, but I never did. It wasn't commonly used. And it is used around the crib to carry corn in. They had a basket with a bale on it or a handle on it that they could hang on their arm and carry it from the crib to the hog pen to feed the hogs or to feed the team or the horses and things. It is a very...
Carry the eggs off.
And it is a very handy... around the farm all right enough. It's, there was a lot of things then. Now, I've got a fro out at the place.
A what?
A fro. Now, that's...
What is that?
Now, that's used to ride these boards with, or palings.
Yep.
It's a metal thing. It's about that long, and it's got a handle in it.
Uh-huh.
And you put that there, for make these boards, they cut the tree down, they split it up into what they call bolts.
Mm-hmm.
And this would be a block that thick, and the length of the board, 2 foot or 3 foot, whatever it is. Well, then they've got a forked thing here, tree, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they put that in there, this, and they drive that, have a little mallet, and they drive that through in that board, and then ride down on and bust that board off there. And,
I never heard of that. That's
completely
new to me. That's
great. It was one of the important things around the farm.
That was something important.
Just like braces and bits and drawer knives. I've got a drawer knife here. Well, nobody uses a drawer knife now. But back then, to make an axe handle, put a handle in a hole, or many things, they used that drawer knife for.
A drawer knife.
Yeah, to shape that. And handle up for it to go in the axe handle or to make it, whatever it is you're doing with it. But you don't see nobody using a drawing knife now. They've got no use for them around the place. They've got other tools that takes the place. And there's been many axe handles fixed nowhere. Nobody making them. Cross-cut saw. Now you take a cross-cut saw. There's nobody using a cross-cut saw harder now. And you know what that is, I reckon.
I don't know if I do or not.
Well, I've got one here. It's 5.5 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a handle on each side, end of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you put that across the log or the tree up to the tree and two ordinary.
Just cutting that pin.
Two pulls it back and forwards across it.
Oh, two has to pull it.
Yeah.
They pull it.
Well, one can do it. One can do it. They've got the chainsaw. You see, taking the place of the crosscut saw.
Oh, that takes instead of having to pull it back.
Well, one man cut more with a chainsaw in an hour than two men could in a day with that. With that cross cut in there.
Well, when they were using that, what would they lay the logs across to?
Well, they'll
just let them fall,
and then they'll pry them up if they ain't so big you can't, and put a pole cut up, so they'll drop off when they cut on them. But if they're too big, they just saw them right where they're at. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And,
Now, that
gets
to be work when you get down.
That's what I was thinking. It seems to me like if they had to get down on
it,
it would be awful.
Yeah.
I was thinking that they'd have to put it up on something,
If it's small enough, they will. They'll prize it up and put it up. But if it's anything like a big log, why, they just cut it right where it's at.